President Bush says Hezbollah looks pretty comfortable in southern Lebanon, but that's about to change.
They're now going to find themselves not only that which caused the destruction, but they'll find themselves in with now a Lebanese army with UN help, making it clear they won't have the safe haven necessary that they think is necessary to launch attacks.
Lebanese army troops are back in the south after nearly 40 years. They're expecting to be joined by as many as 15,000 peacekeepers from an international force that's still in the making. France is expected to take the lead in that force, but has so far announced plans for only 400 troops, amid questions concerning rules of engagement for those forces. Speaking to reporters at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Mr. Bush said he's not concerned by those delays, that diplomacy takes time, and he hopes France will agree to send more troops. That international force is central to preventing Hezbollah from rearming in an area from which it launched thousands of rockets into northern Israel. Since the fighting stopped, Hezbollah has been busy distributing money to returning civilians and helping them clear away much of the destruction caused by Israeli bombing. Bush administration officials say they're not surprised that Lebanese civilians are accepting Hezbollah's help, but they question whether that money will ultimately buy their support. When people take a sober look at what's happened, President Bush says they'll realize the destruction was caused by Hezbollah militants who started the fighting by kidnapping Israeli soldiers.
First reaction, of course, of Hezbollah and its supporters is declare victory. I guess I would have done the same thing if I were them. But sometimes it takes people a while to come to this sober realization of what forces create stability and what don't. Hezbollah is a force of instability.
The president again said the issue is broader than Hezbollah and includes Syrian and Iranian support for the group. He says that support is aimed at creating enough havoc to take political advantage of the situation. President Bush says the international community cannot allow Damascus and Tehran to do that. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.